Hi guys, it's Mark from WP Goldmine here, and today I'm with Brian from Prosperent, that's prosperent.com, and we're here to talk about Prosperent. Hi Brian.
Hi Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're in Colorado, aren't you?
Colorado Springs, Colorado, yes.
So it's nice and early in the morning there.
Yeah, very, very hot already.
Right, I suppose the best place to start is, can you tell us what Prosperent is?
Sure. Prosperent essentially is a system that makes affiliate marketing as easy as possible. You sign up, you design an ad, you place the JavaScript anywhere on your pages, and we handle the rest. You get traffic to your site, we determine which products your visitors are most interested in buying and looking at. And when a sale goes through, you earn a commission. It's as simple as that.
So basically, it's just like adding AdSense to your site.
Exactly. AdSense, but for affiliate marketing.
Excellent. And so what's your background? Are you sort of a long-term affiliate marketer, or how did you come to get into this business?
I've actually been into affiliate marketing since, I would say, the late 90s. I started out doing, I mean, I've done it all. I've done everything from, arbitrage back, when AdSense first came out.
And you naughty boy.
Yeah, exactly. All the way up to, all sorts of affiliate marketing. So the big driving factor in why we started Prosperent was the fact that we saw that there was a lack of innovation, or at least we felt so. In the industry, there's nobody that's doing anything new. There's no changes going on, and it's a difficult market to get into. If you're a website owner and you're just getting started, it's tough figuring out what products might convert on your site, that sort of thing. And so we took some of our expertise we felt we had from our past experience and wanted to drive that into the product, essentially.
Yeah, cool. I looked at the front of this site yesterday. See, I do actually research some of these interviews, and the actual range of products that you've got listed up there and companies is pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're currently working with about 2,000 merchants from five of the major networks, and we've got about 50 million products in our database. Now, that includes the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, and Germany right now that we cover.
So, just to get this clear for people, they add your software, your little bit of JavaScript to their site, and then the best related product for the search that the person who finds their site puts in from places like Commission Junction is one of them, isn't it?
We do work very closely with Commission Junction.
So, if I've got a site about fluffy bunny suits, and someone searches for pink fluffy bunny suits, and there just happens to be someone from, or a vendor on Commission Junction that's in the Prosperent system is selling pink fluffy bunny suits, that ad will appear on my site.
Correct. Yeah, and we'll show, we search all of the advertisers in our system and find you the best products for that particular search. So, yeah, exactly like you said.
Wow, that's impressive. So people don't have to go through the hassle of signing up for merchants with CJ.
Yeah. And I tell you from experience, I spend probably 30 to 50% of my day just managing relationships with merchants through all of the networks. It's pretty insane, actually.
I'll tell you a story. The guys on WP Goldmine probably know this already. I once had a site that went mental over the space of 3 weeks. And I sold about 20,000. In commission, I made about $20,000.
Nice.
And it was great. I loved it. The week before that, I'd had about eight or nine companies decline me for being one of their affiliates.
Yep.
Guess what happened the week after I made $20,000?
Oh, they
all
they
came
all
back and said, "Hey, would you like to promote our stuff?" Like, I just replied to them using and quoted their offer. Their email from beforehand, so yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, and that's the funny thing is, we went through the same thing. We first launched Prosperent back November of 2009, we had trouble landing any merchants. But as soon as, we started gaining momentum, all of a sudden we had representatives from Commission Junction, from ShareSale, GAN, all of those, calling us up on a daily basis saying, hey, first, who the heck are you? And second, how can we get you into more programs? So it really exploded for us almost overnight. And the cool thing is we can actually leverage those connections that we've made and the volume of sales that we do to get our publishers in touch with better merchants that they probably wouldn't be able to get on their own.
Yeah.
And higher commission rates that, again, they probably wouldn't be able to get on their own.
So basically it's a win-win situation.
Right, right. Everybody ends up, ahead in the end.
Ah, excellent. Are there any particular types of products that convert well?
Yeah, we've actually, month over month, shoes have been number one every month almost. It's one of those things I never really would have thought of buying shoes online myself.
Yeah.
But apparently a lot of people do.
Yeah, I know you've got people like Zappos, haven't you?
We have Zappos, Steve Madden, a whole bunch of fairly large merchants that we work with for them. Another area is home furnishings, lighting. Obviously, there's some more seasonal stuff,
Yeah.
The surfboards in the summer, snowboards in the winter, that sort of thing. So.
Yeah. The standard sights that everyone has.
Yeah, exactly. Halloween's coming up. Don't let your people forget that.
Yeah, there's a big push for Halloween this year, isn't there?
Halloween is insane. Last year, I myself was just marketing it personally, and I made over $30,000 in September and October. So, it's a big, big deal.
So, that sort of leads me on to what type of money do your members make? Obviously, I know you can't quote individuals, but you must have some sort of really impressive stats to quote.
We have some very high earners that are earning in the $20,000 to $30,000 a month range. Those are our big guys. We have more people that are in the $1,000 to $5,000 range. And then we've got our smaller guys, of course, that are just starting out. But, the network as a whole, we're seeing some of our high-earning guys say that they're earning more than they ever were with, AdSense and things like that. And that's really an accomplishment to us. We feel because it's tough to compete with AdSense. Let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, I know I tested out. I've tested your Prosperant out on one of my sites, and what I was quite surprised was I can actually add AdSense to the back end of it, and if there's not a product there, the AdSense ads will display.
Exactly, we give you the option of adding any type of fallback ad that you want. So, you can still monetize your site with those old, methods of AdSense, everything else, and still make that money on the back end. It's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've got loads of questions for people have been asking. let's see, what should we cover next? Okay, you've got things like, I know in WP Goldmine, which is WordPress Goldmine, we've got quite a few members there actually use Prosperant. And I know one of our guys, Peter, has actually created a plugin for you.
Yeah, his plugin has been fantastic, actually.
Yeah, so from what I understand, I haven't actually tested it yet. He hasn't sent me a copy. Hi, Peter.
It's Peter.
So basically, you take the plugin, put it on your WordPress blog, add a bit of code, and that's it.
That's it. Just plug it in, and you've got Prosperant ads right on your site. Blended into your content and everything else. So
yeah,
it's a no-brainer way of getting started with WordPress. And let's be real, WordPress is one of the most popular publishing platforms out there. So
exactly, especially with the recent Google changes as well.
Exactly.
So getting back to when you started off, how did you get over the sort of the lack of trust factor? Obviously, you're new guys just starting out, and there's people using Commission Junction, and they're using Amazon, and they're using AdSense. It must have been a bit of a hard push to get people to actually accept you to start with, was it?
Yeah, and it still is to a certain extent. Our whole thing has been try and be as transparent as possible, and you know, just be upfront with people. Let them know, you know, what products are converting. It's amazing to me that most of the affiliate networks out there don't actually share data with their publishers about which products are converting. But if you look on our forums, for example, I'll actually show you the most popular products that have sold that week.
Yes. Sorry, I saw that last week when I checked. The top 100 US products and the top 50 UK products.
Exactly, and I think that's tremendously valuable to somebody, especially somebody starting out, you know, so that you don't waste a whole bunch of time creating sites that are in niches that don't convert, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, beyond that, we've tried to be upfront with people, like I said, and you know, make sure our payments are on time, and, you know, just get our reputation out there as a solid network. The thing is, we've been affiliates for so long ourselves that we understand what it is to be an affiliate. And we understand that there's a lot of networks out there that don't really care about their affiliates. They'd be happy to just drop you for almost no reason.
Well, a few of them frequently do, don't they?
Absolutely. I've been dropped myself from almost every major network at some point in my life.
And that's something you're very proud of.
I know, right? So the thing is, you know, if somebody isn't blatantly going against our terms of service, we're going to talk to them. We're not, you know, affiliates are valuable. You guys are the ones making us money, and, you know, without you, we can't do this. So it doesn't make any sense not to protect our affiliates.
This sounds like the human face of affiliate marketing.
I hope so.
So you say you always make sure you pay on time. How often do you pay, or when do you pay?
We pay every 30 days, so we pay net 30.
Okay, and what commission do you take?
We take a 30% commission out of the total.
Okay.
So it's a 70-30 split. 70% goes to our publishers, 30 goes to us.
That's okay. And because obviously on a lot of the commission rates, people are actually earning more than they would normally. So.
Right, and that's our whole thing, is we try and negotiate higher commission rates in the first place. So our 30% that we take out actually ends up, you still end up earning more than if you had gone directly through the merchant. That's our goal, at least.
Yeah. So. Well, that's another win-win situation.
Right.
So if you've got some people there, say your general affiliate marketers, and they're doing $200-$300 a month, what tips could you give them to help them increase their income?
You know, it mostly comes down to traffic, niche, and the thing is, you know, the niche selection, I know, is pretty difficult. But what you want to do essentially is find some areas that convert for you. If you've got, you know, $200-$300 a month coming in from shoes, for example, you can branch out into different niche sites that focus on different areas of shoes. My suggestion would be to always branch out into new areas. You know, too many people, they'll focus on one single thing, you know, without ever trying anything new. They'll, you know, try this niche without expanding out. And that I think is a mistake. And with, you know, the data we provide, I think it makes it a little bit easier. You know, when you have the top 100 converting merchants, you can see, you know, which products you should, you know, maybe branch out to a little bit easier.
Yeah, because obviously that's a good place to start. We've got a list of 100 products every week.
Right.
Pick two or three of those and start building sites up from there.
Sites, exactly. And you know, and get the traffic, get some backlinks, you know, some good solid SEO practices, and you should be up and flying in no time.
Cool. I've got some technical questions that some people ask me to ask you. What are your recommended settings?
Okay. For the ads themselves, you know, honestly, our best performing sites are those that use our API. And I don't know we haven't really touched on the API too much other than Peter's plugin. But the API lets you actually integrate our content directly into your sites. We're making that as easy as possible to use. You can build, you know, a product search engine. You can build, you know, price comparison sites, that sort of thing. It makes it really, really flexible. But the great thing is that the content is actually built into your site. The Prosperant ads, if you want to call them that, actually look like they belong there. They actually look like they're a part of your site. So that's obviously going to be our top converting and the best settings, if you will, to use. Next up, with our actual ads, try and blend them into your content as much as possible. People are kind of still stuck in the AdSense mindset, I think.
Yeah.
You know, AdSense has all these rules where you can't place an ad next to an image, you can't place ads where it might be construed as content in your site, you have to label them as sponsored results, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's because they're worried about click fraud, since they pay out per click. We don't pay out per click, we pay out on an actual sale. So we want you to integrate those ads as deeply into your content as possible. Make them blend in, you know, make them look like part of the navigation, make them look like part of the actual content of the site.
That's actually one of the best tips I've heard for a long time, because so many people just, they've got the AdSense mindset. You even see it with Amazon sites.
Right, right. You know, and everybody, you know, AdSense is great, but they've kind of sort of brainwashed people into thinking a certain way. And, you know, think outside the box. Get those ads integrated into your site as much as possible. You'd be surprised how much that increases sales and click-through rate. So.
So what have you got planned for the future then?
Lots of things.
Oh, come on, share.
All right, we've got, you know, coming up here soon, we've actually got some cool stuff as far as reporting goes. We'll be able to tell you which products people were looking at on your sites most often, and then we're actually going to have sort of a predictive algorithm that tells you, like, let's say people are looking at red shoes on your site. Our system will tell you that, but it'll also give you other suggestions for other niches and other similar products that are selling that are hot that you should also go after.
Wow.
So it's sort of going to guide you towards where the money's at based on your current traffic.
That is impressive.
I think that's going to be pretty cool.
So
and then, uh-huh.
Sorry, carry on.
Oh, sure. we can talk about this stuff all day. So we've got that coming out. We've actually got a Facebook app coming out here soon. Our publishers are going to be able to leverage that to make some sales on Facebook, because we all know that, you know, while Google is, you know, a large, powerful search engine, Facebook has actually surpassed them in traffic. So there's a big opportunity there.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so and then we've got some longer term plans that I don't want to let that cat out of the bag, but let's just say we've got big, big plans. We're not anywhere near finished.
I mean, it's the thing I like about stuff like this is, as you said, it's actually progress.
Right.
I mean, CJ hasn't changed from years. ClickBank haven't changed for years.
I think their interface is the same as it was in 98, you know?
Amazon, although their marketing is probably the best I've ever seen, they really know how to market, but they just keep on cutting back on the margins for the affiliates. And eBay.
They've got their ridiculously short cookie, which doesn't help. You know, and that's the other thing. We honor cookies. You know, if you make a sale 30 days after a click takes place, you still get the commission on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big deal for us. And that's it. We saw an opening here because nobody's actually innovating. You know, everybody's building new affiliate networks that are clones of the old affiliate networks.
Yeah.
And so I think that opens up an opportunity for us, and hopefully we pass that along to our publishers, our affiliates. So that's the goal.
Wow. I mean, do you know what? I'm actually going to go and add some more stuff to some of my sites today. you've got me hooked. So anything else, anything you'd like to say to prospective Prosperant members? That's hard to say, isn't it?
It is a little bit. You know, we look forward to working with you. We're you know, we're at a point in our development that, you know, we've got explosive growth, and we've got a number of new features coming out, you know, almost daily now, it seems. And, you know, communicate with us. Let us know what tools you need to be successful. We're listening, you know, and we'll make it happen. So.
Excellent.
That's it.
Right, thanks you very much for that, Brian. I'm sure I'm actually going to get more questions with people having listened to this, so we might have to do a follow-up at some point.
Okay, fantastic. But,
thank you very, very much for your time, and it's excellent.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It was, you know, fantastic speaking with you. Look forward to doing it again.